This week, we are learning the Kutisiches Chelek Beis, Parshas Emer, Beis. In this shiur, we will learn together Ha'ara 20. Before we begin Ha'ara 20, a shtickle background to the Ha'ara, and that is the lead-up in the Sicha that leads up to Ha'ara 20. In the Sicha, the Rebbe explains that one gives a tzivui, a commandment to remember, when there is a chance to forget. That is when there is a need to warn. One should pay attention to remember that which needs to be remembered. The Rebbe brings two examples, two proofs for this idea. One example is from Shabbos. In Parshas Yisri, in the Aseres Hadibris, the Pasuk says, Zocher es Yom HaShabbos, explains Rashi, that the mitzvah to remember Shabbos is tamid, to always pay attention to remember the Shabbos, not just on Shabbos, rather also during the week, so that if one chances upon a beautiful thing, he should prepare it for the Shabbos. The second example is from Parshas Vayeshev, the story of Yosef and the Sarah Mashkim. After the Sarah Mashkim had a dream, and Yosef successfully interprets the dream of the Sarah Mashkim Paris butler, whose dream he interpreted favorably, that he, the Sarah Mashkim, would be freed from Beis Asurim, from incarceration. Yosef then implores the butler to remember him and repay his kindness with kindness through mentioning Yosef to Pari, that he too should be released. Explains the Rebbe, since Yosef's request is for after the Sarah Mashkim went through a big event and a change in his life, and it is for when the Sarah Mashkim will have a good opportunity to speak to the king. So, it is going to be a while later, which such events overwhelms the person and makes him forget. Therefore, Yosef needed to push the Sarah Mashkim to pay attention to remember him. So before we begin to learn the Ha'ara, I want to introduce a question, which I believe that this is the reason there is Ha'ara 20. When learning these two examples the Rebbe brings, we find something very intriguing. The second example is in brackets, as opposed to the first example. The obvious question is, why this difference? To answer this question, we will be going through Ha'ara 20, and at the end, we'll come out with an answer to this question, to this difference, why the second example is in brackets, and the first is not. In this Ha'ara 20, the Rebbe brings the Sifsei Chachamim's interpretation of Rashi on the request of Yosef from the Sarah Mashkim, which according to the Sifsei Chachamim, the Rebbe's Svare and Bir, that a tzivui to remember and pay attention not to forget, he said when there is a chance to forget, is clearly stated in the Pasuk. However, the Rebbe proves that the explanation of the Sifsei Chachamim is incorrect, and as a result, the Rebbe's proof from the second example is not stated clear in the Pasuk. So let's begin. When Yosef requested from the Sarah Mashkim to remember him, he said, Ki im zechartani kasher yitavloch, but remember me when things go well with you. Rashi explains, Me'achar shi yitavloch, explain this if the Chachamim. Since it is inappropriate to mention such a request, like Yosef's request, now, when Pari freed the Sarah Mashkin from incarceration, at the moment of Kasher Yitavloch, that things go well with you. Rather, the right time is later, when the Sarah Mashkin will serve Pari. So to say, Tofasta Meruba Leitofasta. If the Sarah Mashkin will request at the time that Pari released him from incarceration, there is a great chance Pari will tell the Sarah Mashkin, say, thank you, I took you out. What are you requesting other things now? Therefore, according to Rashi, explains the Sifrei Chachamim, the Pasuk needs to be read the following way. Ki im zechartani kasher yitavloch, but remember me after things go well with you. After meaning when the right time will come. Says the Rebbe, comes out that according to the Tzivtzei Chachamim, it is clearly written in the Pasuk, in the words, Kasher Yitavloch, that a request to remember is for a while later, after there is a possibility to forget. Says the Rebbe, however, this interpretation of Rashi is completely incorrect. That is for two reasons. Number one, since in Lashon Kodesh, the Taich, the translation of the word Me'acha is not after, later. The translation of the word Me'acha is since. If one wants to say after or later, one will say Li'acha with a Lamed, not with a Mem. Second question, number two. According to the Tzivtzei Chachamim's explanation of Rashi in the Pasuk, comes out that Rashi said, Ki imzchartani kasher yitavloch, but remember me after things go well with you, like my interpretation. According to the Tzivtzei Chachamim, why does Rashi add a word, kepisroini, like my interpretation? That word is superfluous. Rashi could have just said, Ki im zechartani kasher yitavloch, but remember me, after things go well with you. There was no need to add the words, like my interpretation. If so, what is the explanation of Rashi? In the Rashi, explains the Rebbe, Rashi was troubled by how the Pasuk is written. The Pasuk says, Ki im zechartani, but remember me. Seemingly, the Pasuk should say, Ki im zechartani oz, but remember me then, meaning, in the earlier Pasuk where Yosef interpreted the Sarah Mashkim, Pari's butler's dream, favorably, and he told him that in another 3 days, Pari will number you with the other officers, and he will restore you to your position, oz, then you shall remember me. And if that will be written in the Pasuk, we will be able to say that the words Kasher Yitavlach means when it will be good for you. Meaning in the time that it will be good for you. But now that the Torah doesn't say the word Oz, then must be that the translation of the words Kasher Yitavlach means that Yosef is telling the Sarah Mashkim the reason why he expects of him to do him a favor and remember him. It is because Me'acha Sheyitavlach Kepisroini. It will be good for you like my interpretation. With this way, the Rebbe answers both questions. Number one, why does it say Me'acha and not Li'acha? Because according to Rashi, Yosef was not telling the Sarah Mashkim when to remember him. Rather, he was telling him why he should remember him. Number two, why does it say Kepisroini? Because that part of why the Sarah Mashkim needs to remember Yosef and do him a favor back, that is because Yosef successfully interpreted the Sarah Mashkim's dream. According to this interpretation of Rashi, it comes out, the Pasuk never spoke about the Rebbe's Svara that one asks a person to remember things and to pay attention so he does not forget, only when things are possible to be forgotten, for example, if it will be for after a time or a while later. Because the Pasuk never spoke about when, time-wise, it will be good for you to remember me, but rather the Pasuk says, why you should remember me. Now, we can answer the question that I asked earlier. When learning these two examples the Rebbe brings, we find something very intriguing. The second example is in brackets as opposed to the first. And as we asked, the obvious question is, why this difference? I think that the difference is, the first example is written clear in Torah, and is Pshutei Shel Mikra, as mentioned earlier, Rashi's interpretation of the Pasuk in Yisrei. Therefore, the Rebbe uses that as the proof from within Torah, from within Pshutei Shel Mikra. However, the second example is only a Svara, and is not clearly written in the Pasuk. So therefore, the Rebbe puts that Svara, that proof, in brackets.